with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The New York Post talked to a guy who has a record store in the city, and it's celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. And so this guy talked about some of the people who would who'd come in over the years. He says, oh, John Lennon. He was one of our best customers. Used to buy 45s. Lennon would come in and he'd buy 45s by people like Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis. For John Lennon had a jukebox in his house. So he'd go down, he'd go to this guy's record store and he'd buy these things. And he says if the bill came to $200, he would say, why don't you just make it $400? And then he'd call Apple Records and he'd just say, you call Apple Records and put it on, have them put it on my bill. And so the guy would call Apple Records and they'd say, oh, yeah, okay, fine. He says John Lennon loved the little guy. He was a man of the people. He says John Belushi in the late 70s would come by all the time and buy stuff. George Carlin, Quentin Tarantino, he says, would come in and look for instrumentals for his movies. He'd go in there and go through the 45s and try to find, hey, this would be good for my movie.
I remember the first time I ever heard George Carlin was on vinyl. It's kind of ironic that he would, the George Carlin records.
David Bowie, Stephen Van Zandt, Mike Myers have come into the story over the years. And he says, Jimmy Page is still a regular. He says, Page comes in here and he loves the 1950s rock and roll and rockabilly stuff. He buys a lot of really expensive first pressing albums. He says, Gene Vincent is his favorite. Eddie Cochran. Elvis originals, if I have those, Jimmy Page wants those.
And then does Jimmy Page go home and rework them and then re-release them as original works?
He says some of them are several hundred dollars each. 99% of the time when Jimmy Page comes in here, nobody recognizes him. And then he says, I get younger kids coming in all the time. He says sometimes I ask them why they're spending $25 on an album when they can get it on CD for $7.99. And he says, they say with real conviction that they think vinyl sounds better.
Okay.
I like that. You know, when I'm...
Yeah, we're always on the lookout for some vinyl.
When I am walking around town with one of my boys, they will see the record store first, and they will pull me in to the record store. And then you go into the record store, and you see that it is as many, if not more, younger people than people... my age.
And I used to walk right by, but now if I see a vinyl store, I'm definitely ducking in there at least for a couple of minutes to take a look.
And then last here...
find some Rush records.
Last one here, Brad, we got Chuck Sheen in a new interview talking about the day he decided he was going to get sober. It was more than a year ago. Charlie Sheen is 53 years old. He was on a talk show in the UK the other day. Talking about his battles with drug abuse and alcohol abuse, and he says, to this day, I'm really not sure how I created such chaos and wound up in that headspace I was in. He says, it is though there was some alien or demonic possession going on.
It's called cocaine.
He said, I wish I could make all that stuff go away, but you know, I didn't go to prison. I didn't kill anybody. Did he never get arrested during all that stuff?
Oh, he got arrested.
He did?
Yeah.
I guess he never went to prison. Maybe he just went to jail.
He got a high-priced lawyer.
Charlie Sheen says he feels like a completely different person now than he used to, and says he's been sober for over a year, and he's been in therapy.
None of the porn stars come to see him or anything anymore?
Oh, no, no, yeah. It's all low-key now. He says he's got a strict rule of no more than 5 guests at one time in the Sheen household to reduce his chances of feeling an urge to drink. And he says, here's when I knew I had to go to rehab. I couldn't get my daughter to an appointment she had because I was too drunk. I had to call a friend and said, you got to drive my daughter to this appointment. And he said, the next morning I woke up and I said, that's it. Today's the day. And he says he's been sober ever since. But he says there is one rough part of all this sobriety. He says, you know, you got to go around and you got to apologize to all these people he wronged.
He's making his amends.
He says, I just got tired of apologizing for things I can't even remember doing. You just have to issue apologies. And yeah, did I do that? I don't remember, but I'm sorry.
They told me I did.
Yeah. That's it. That's the trash.